ladies, welcome to a new episode of our podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you today. And in this episode, I want to talk to you about what are you most proud of in your life? And the need to ask this question is that sometimes, especially when we are going through tough times in our lives, we tend to ponder more on what's going wrong than on what's going right. And what I learned through my journey is that when you're going through tough times, what you want to do is you want to remind yourself of all the great things that you did, because that increases your sense of achievement and it brings you to the center of all your previous victories that you have been, you know, missing. Because one thing that I know for sure is that when we are going through pain, we tend to focus more on what's not working. Yes. And for me, years ago, when I was going through the breakup that almost cost me my life, that meant that I was constantly pondering on the things that were making me feel terrible. You know, the projects that did not work out, the things that I wanted but did not happen, all the failures, the past failures, or the experiences that did not work that I experienced or that I perceived as failures. And I started to stack them on top of each other. And when it comes to health, relationship, professional life, I continued to stack all of these things on top of each other. And I was so frustrated with myself, and I started to generalize this sense of failure. So I was like, I'm just a failure. That's what I started to call myself. I started to call myself a failure because I realized that no matter what I try to do, everywhere I look, there is something not working. Yes. And when there's something not working, I immediately took that and labeled it as failure. And what that did is that it expanded my sense of failing. It made me doubt myself. It made me question my own ability to even have some hope that there is going to be a way out of the place that I was in, the dark rut that I was in. I didn't think that I could cross to the other shore and have an amazing life. I did not see that as a possibility, because I was just constantly beating myself up for everything that did not work in my life. And I'm telling you, it's so powerful. And yet this is something that we do it almost all the time. Yes. And let me tell you this, now more than ever, I know that this is a practice. It's not something that you're born with. It's not something that you're given. It is pure practice, because right now, after I've been, oh my God, on this journey of healing for like years now, been meditating every single day for almost 3 years, not missing one day, not one day. This level of commitment and sitting with myself and with my emotions over and over and over and over again, it taught me that that most of the things that we attribute to success and fulfillment are not actually born. They are learned. They are acquirable skills, which means you can acquire them and you get to be joyful and at peace and having so much joy and rock and rolling. Yes. That means that it's not just a bunch of people who got the DNA of success Yes. And when I realized that on a gut level, on a visceral level, I started to put more action and more work into, all right, I know this is happening. I know it's possible. I know that all it takes is just practice and commitment. So that's what I'm doing. Yes. So that is what I'm doing. Yes. And so I started to sit with myself, to sit with my emotions, start to observe how I feel and start to gradually build these bunch of practices on top of each other until I got to a point where I realized, oh my God, it is just a bunch of skills, but there's so much more into commitment than you can ever imagine. Like commitment, just that I constantly go back to the moment of the decision that I made years ago when I was on the floor having this meltdown, breaking down in the middle of the night in a foreign country, feeling the worst I've ever had or experienced in my entire life. And at that night, because I started to contemplate suicide, but I could not do it because I have a big family and I did not want to disappoint them. I did not want to be a source of pain for them. I said to myself, hey, I don't care. What do I need to do? And I don't know the path from here to where I want to go. But all I know is that if I can't give up on my life, then that means I have no other alternative but to show up. And to do whatever it takes to feel how I want to feel, to be in the place where I want to be. And that meant that every single day I stuck to that decision. And in my lowest points, the number one thing that I do, the first thing I do, is that I go back to that moment. I remind myself of that moment. Okay, remember a few years ago, you made yourself a decision. You made yourself a promise, you made a commitment with yourself, and you cannot break it. It's unacceptable because at that moment I said to myself, listen, I don't care what's going to happen in my life. I'm going to do the work every single day. And the only reason I don't do the work is if I'm dead, not breathing, do not exist through this body anymore. That is how committed I was back then. And it was, and listen, like when I start talking like that and people start listening and then say, yeah, but that's like it's hard. Like not so many people can make this kind of decision and stay committed to it. No, you know what? I made that decision out of frustration, out of pain. Deep levels of pain. I was so freaking tired. I was sick and tired of being depressed, of being anxious, of being angry, of being sad, of feeling that I'm worthless, that I'm a failure. I was so sick and tired of feeling that way, and I did not want to feel that way ever again. I did not want to feel that way ever again. I said to myself, I am willing to die than to live a life like that. I did not, I was very clear with myself. I was not going to live the rest of my life like that. The first chapter of my life, the first 30 years of my life, they went that way. Depressed, anxious, fearful, having, oh my God, I was having tremendous amounts of, I was just constantly feeling that I'm not worthy, that I'm not good enough for anything or for anybody. I question myself every day, like thousands of times, if not hundreds of thousands of times. I was so insecure and I was so afraid. I felt like I was constantly running away, running away, running away, running away from what? I have no clue. Running towards what? Again, I have no clue. I just the only thing that I knew is that I was just running on a treadmill, running. And I was exhausted and I was out of breath and I had no clue what the heck I was running away from. What is chasing me? But now I know what was chasing me is that is I was running away from the pain. I did not want to feel the pain. I did not want to look at it. I did not want to see the truth. I did not want to acknowledge it because I did not like it. I didn't know what to do about it. I did not know how to change it. So the number one thing that I knew how to do, just run away from it, numb it, do whatever it takes until I got to that point that I'm the moment that I'm telling you about where I was on the floor and I could not run from the pain anymore. There was no energy left in me to run away to keep running. I was just exhausted and I was beaten up to the core. I was just like, I gave up. I just gave up and I said, whatever happens from here on happens. I have no clue. Whatever happens, happens. And I know that in that moment, the beauty of that moment, and I think that that moment is a gift. Why? Because when I gave up running. I gave up on the thing that was the main reason why I was not figuring out things in my life. Because before that moment, I didn't give myself the time to sit and to calm down, to sit with my emotions and to reflect on what was going on. I did not give that gift to my life. I was just trying to run away constantly. So I didn't think that there was anything that I could do to change how I felt. But now I know that there were so many things that I'm so glad to be where I am today. And that's why I want to talk to you about what are you most proud of your life? Is it a career? Is it your job? You got a promotion. You recently got a promotion. You went back to school. You went back to college. You are working on getting the degree that you've always wanted to have. Your artwork. I don't know. If you have kids, even your kids, your sense of self, like being on the path of healing, knowing that you are here for a reason and that the pain and the struggle you're going through is again for a reason. And you embracing it, accepting it, acknowledging it, and knowing that there is power that comes from that experience. Your peace, the breath that comes in and out of your lungs, life, this planet. You work out every day, 5 days a week, and you're in the best shape ever. You make amazing recipes. You make homemade things. You have amazing friends who support you and stand by your side. You have a beautiful family who supports you. They know you. They know how you're feeling. They acknowledge it. They talk to you about it. They have no problem with it. You get along really nicely. Or you're traveling around the world. You recently started meditation or yoga. And you're committed to it. You broke up with an abusive or toxic ex, and you're committed to never going back. Have a deep sense of appreciation that you get up every morning and you feel like, yes, I'm glad that I get to live another day of my life. Whatever it is that you're most proud of in your life right now, just I want you to take a moment and to fully live in that arena, in that, emotional state. Just feel it fully on every single part of your body. Just embrace that feeling, embrace the peace, embrace the gratitude, the appreciation, the sense of awe. The excitement, the passion that you have for life. Feeling that you're a genius, that you're smart, that you are spiritual, that you're unique. Just fully live in this moment and allow yourself to embrace it, allow yourself to accept it, and allow yourself to live deeply in it. And my second invitation to you today is that I want you, for the rest of your day today, anytime you find yourself feeling a little bit off, just feeling a little bit off, you know, something happened, somebody said something to you, I want you to just make a commitment to come back to this arena, to how you feel about the thing that you're most proud of in your life. Yeah? So you're driving your car, someone cuts you off, and then you're about to get frustrated and getting angry and start calling names, and then you remember, oh, okay, I'm going back to the thing that I'm most proud of in my life. I freaking go to the gym 5 days a week. Yay! I go to the gym 5 days a week. I go to the gym 5 days a week. I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm healthy. I'm proud of how I look. I look at myself in the mirror and I like what I see. I have amazing kids. I have the best artwork I've ever seen in my life. My artwork keeps getting better and better and better every day. I'm so thankful that I get to do what I do. My career, my job is like so fulfilling. I love it. I can't wait in the morning to get up and to serve and to help. Any time today, something happens that, you know, pisses you off just a little bit, come back to this arena. Come back to this vicinity of whatever it is that you feel when you think about the thing that you're most proud of. Yes, it could be peace, it could be appreciation, compassion, gratitude, whatever it is. Just embrace it, live in it, accept it, and remind yourself of it over and over and over and over again. And even that's a bonus. That's a bonus step. If you can stack a bunch of these moments on top of each other, yes? So like a moment of appreciation, a moment of peace, a moment of gratitude, a moment of passion, of excitement, of awe, of pride, feeling like you're genius. You can stack all these moments on top of each other and just live there. Feel them in your body. Breathe them in and breathe them out. Feel them in every single cell of your body and commit that today, this is how you're going to show up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and anytime something happens, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and come back to this point. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and come back to this arena. Yes? And the last invitation that I want to end up our episode with is for you to make sure that you subscribe to our podcast, because that means you get a notification every single time we put on a new episode. Please take care of yourself. Take a moment, reflect on the exercise that I shared with you today. It is so powerful, especially if you stay committed to it. I'm telling you, like if you do nothing else and you just do this simple exercise every day for 30 days, I'm telling you, you're going to feel different. You're going to feel great about yourself. Just commit to doing it 30 days and you're going to feel so much better about your life and yourself. Please take care of yourself. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast to get notifications for the new episodes. And I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.